preacher. On this thought, just you and the few will do.
Amen.
Amen? Just you and the few will do. In Matthew chapter 18 and verse 20, we read, "For where two or three," Jesus said, "are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Whether two or three. Amen. I believe that, don't you? Really, I mean, that's a church. Two or three, that's a church. That's a called out assembly right there. Amen. You might not make a lot of little churches, whether it's three or two or three or four or five or ten or 15, it's dangerous to make light of little churches. When you're doing that, listen, a little church is just as much the body of Christ and the bride of Christ as a church with 2,000 members. Amen. It's still the body of Christ and the bride of Christ. And it's dangerous. Now, I don't hold to some things a lot of preachers hold to. I believe it pleases the Lord that we do things with and for the church.
Amen. Right. Yes, sir. You're
Amen.
Right. You're right.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know there's been some preaching down that along that line, but I want to tell you right now, Jesus died for the church.
Yes.
Right. The church is his bride that he's coming for.
Sure.
I don't know about you, but buddy, I wouldn't want anybody picking my bride and talking about my bride. Or making light of my bride. Amen.
Amen.
I believe, well, he also said, God said, that we, the church, is the people of God, are the apple of his eye.
Right.
So say it.
Amen.
Now, I think we ought to try to shine on the apple, not mar it, don't you?
Yes, sir, preacher.
If I get a red apple, I like to take a shine that thing. I put that thing on my pants, and I like to shine that thing, get it where I see my face, and then take a big bite out of it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Yep.
And the church is looked upon as the apple of God's eye. Now, that's what the Lord looks at the church. I tell you, I'm telling you right now, I've had to learn all this in the latter years of my ministry. But I'm telling you right now, a lot of us preachers have been guilty of taking at the church and marring the church when we didn't have any business doing it.
Right, but you're exactly right.
Amen.
Church
plays a big part in everything.
That's true.
Well, you and I are the church.
Right.
Amen. We're the body of Christ. Jesus is the head of the body. Amen. And that's why he said here, "Where two or three together in my name," he said, "there am I in the midst of them." The head's there to give all the direction. Amen. That needs.
Amen.
The church needs. Amen. To go on. Amen. Mm-hmm. And you wonder why he said two or three. Well, you know, two or three, you know, that constitutes a few. I always look at a few as three. Most people do. But actually, I looked in the Webster's Dictionary, and it said a few is referring to a small number. It could be four. But it says when there's more, when it says more than a few, that means a higher number. Amen?
Right.
And so Jesus said here, "We're a few together." Together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. You remember how Jesus fed the multitude with just three little fish?
Yeah.
And seven loaves of bread. That was mentioned yesterday in the message.
Yes.
I mean, he said, he looked at his disciples and he said, "Boy, there's a lot of people here today." There's probably, I would have said, around 45,000 to 50,000 there. There were 7,000 or 8,000 men, I think it was, plus their wives and their children. That's a lot of people there that day. Amen. And he said there's a lot of people are dead and they're sickly and they're dizzy and they're fainting, they're hungry. And he got a burden for them. He wanted to feed them. And one of the disciples said, "Lord, we had all the meat in the world." And I'm just paraphrasing. Look at the big dish bunch. He said, anything here, leave? And Jesus said, and he said, "We don't have enough money to buy enough meat to feed these people." And so many, the pennies worth, he said, would feed them. And then another disciple said, "Hey, this little boy down here's got a few little fish and a few loaves of bread, seven loaves of bread." He said, "That's his lunch." And I imagine they just laughed him to scorn when he said that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
And Jesus said, "Go get him right here.
Amen.
We'll feed everybody with it." Well, you know, their eyes had to plug out of their head. And here they come carrying this little basket, a little lunch basket, with seven loaves of bread. And a loaf was what they were referring to, about like a hot dog bun. And little fish, probably little three little bluegill, probably. And that would feed me now, I'm telling you right now. But, amen. But the touch of God has to be on Brother Rivers' meat, and little three little bluegill. I had to eat bones and scales and eyeballs and everything to get full. Amen? And when Jesus blessed it, and he fed the multitude. Took up 12 baskets full, after they got what they wanted to eat. And boy, there's a lot of lessons in there. One of the lessons wasn't brought out yesterday when the preacher was preaching that. One of the lessons was that he had everything in order. And he had everybody to sit down in groups of 50. Amen. 50 here, 50 here, 50. Everything was in order. And we serve an orderly God. He wants everything to be done decently and in order. And he fed the multitudes with those three little old fish. And they all got full. And I believe we got this as full as we got out here yesterday morning. Say amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Fed the multitude with a few little fish. And I say just you and a few will do. Amen. I want you to notice, if you will, the text that we've chosen for this morning, verse 6. 1 Samuel chapter 14, that just you and the few will do. Look at verse 6 again there, what he said. It said, Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, come, and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. Oh, I tell you, I hope the Lord works for us this morning, period. Oh, I tell you, I hope God sits down upon every heart here this morning. I hope we all leave here with a broken heart for the lost and condemned in our family and friends and neighbors today. Amen. And not down there getting in our automobiles with our families and come to the house of God without telling our neighbor about this church and about the Word of God that we preached. My dear friend, I'm telling you right now, according to this book and according to what's going on today, most of this world is fast. It's going to hell in a box.
Amen.
This religious is hell.
Yeah.
That's the only way I know to say it. It's religious as hell. They got religion, but they don't have anything else. Lord, the heathen in the deepest parts of Brazil and Africa have religion.
That's right.
Everything worships something.
That's right.
They do. That's because man is a worshipful creature.
Yeah.
God made him for worship. God created him for worship.
Right.
That worship is to be God.
Yeah.
God alone. Amen. Not to the stars and the trees and the grass and the animals and the leaves. Just love us one today and worshiping one another.
Yeah.
The things of this world, oh dear God, help us today.
Amen.
He said, it may be that the Lord will work for us. Now here's what I like. For there is no restraint, or God's not bound.
Right.
He's not held back. There's no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few.
Right. Amen.
Amen. He can do it with many, or he can do it with few. Isn't that good? That's wonderful. My God is not bound. Amen. He's not bound. He's not tied down. He's not cut. He said his arm is not short that it cannot save. His ear is not deaf that it cannot hear. That's the God I serve today. He's so big that he sits up yonder in the heavenlies, in his heaven. Amen. On his throne. And with his legs and his feet outstretched across the universe, and the Bible tells you that he uses the earth for a footstool.
Amen.
That's how big God is. The Bible says the heaven and the earth can't even contain him. He's so big. He's so wonderful. What a God we serve. And yet, you know the miracle now is that he can make himself so small that he can live in your heart and my heart.
Amen.
And by that, amen. The Son of God. And he does all this while he's sitting up young. And he's doing all this while he's sitting up young. He's still on his throne. He don't have to leave his throne because he's still there. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere, all together, everywhere at once.
That's right.
Amen. That's the God we serve today.
Right.
He's all powerful.
Oh, yeah.
All power, any power you've got comes from God. All power comes from God. That light bulb that burns, it comes from God. Amen. All the electricity, the power that it be, the powers that be. I mean, I'm talking about the powers of men or authority ordained of God. Wow, powers of God.
Right.
That's what we're trying to get across yesterday. We were living in a time when people were running scared about the money and everything.
Yeah.
Amen. Back during the Great Depression, they blew the rains out, jumped out of skyscrapers and took their lives because they lost their fortunes, men did. Committed suicide. And I know of a preacher, two preachers, during the Depression, Dallas Billings, and in Akron, Ohio, from Kentucky, from down there, where you're from, brother. Brother Rufus went to Akron, Ohio to work in a tire factory and got saved, praise God.
Yeah, and built a church over 2,000 during the depression. And because God is not restraining me.
Amen.
No, all the cattle on 1,000 hills, miles of gold and silver, is his, the prophet Michael said. What a God we serve today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. What a blessing. And so we find here as profound a truth that you'll find in the Word of God here in verse 6, that just you and the few will do.
Amen.
Now you'll get it when we get down close to the end of the message.
Amen.
I'm trying to bring out here that God gave me, He took me away.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now, God's going to show me. I had him going to catch him off us.
Yeah.
But that lined up with our message, and I still had him going to catch him off us. And he said, "Art, well, you're still not seeing what I'm trying to show you." He said, "You're in the right aisle, wrong pew."
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here in a minute. You just watch. But I said, here is in verse 6, we see what just you and the pew will do. Now remember, over there in Exodus chapter 17, verses 11 and 12, I'm not over there for time's sake, but we find there that God took the pew and defeated Amalek. Remember how Amalek came out against Israel on the wilderness journey? Came out against Moses. And the Bible said, then came Amalek. And Moses said, hey, he said, Joshua, get the army together. Go out there and defeat him. Whoop him. And the Bible said that Moses took the rod of God, that object of authority, the rod of God, that God gave Moses when he went into Egypt to get the people of God out of Egypt, give it to him. He turned the water to blood with that rod. He pointed that rod, and the lice came, and the dust came, and the plague of frogs came.
Yeah.
He took that rod and he took that snake, and took the rod, turned it into a snake.
Yeah.
A poisonous viper, and he took the viper and picked it up and took the rod again. That's the same rod. A rod of authority.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good Lord of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, "I'll take the rod, and I'll go up on the hill, and I'll Joshua, I'll hold that rod up, buddy. What's going to involve you in there with that much amount of cash?" As long as Moses held the rod up,
yeah,
they defeated Amalek. But when they let it down, they were losing.
Yeah.
And so Aaron and Hur took a big rock. I believe that rock, but it illustrates the Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes. That's good.
Set him on that rock.
Yeah.
The songwriter wrote on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand.
Yeah.
Set him on that rock. Aaron and Hur down on either side and held his arms up while he held the rod of God toward heaven.
Mm.
And Joshua was defeated Abraham.
Amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
Victory that day.
There it is.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. God just took a few.
Yeah.
Just a few.
Mm.
He took Moses, Aaron, and her.
Yeah.
And the rod of God. Praise God. We got the rod of God right here.
Amen.
This is authority. We believe the King James Bible. You listen to me today.
Yes, sir. Preach it.
We believe the King James Bible.
Yeah.
Amen. It is first, foremost, and final authority of God.
Yes, sir.
The King James Bible, God's Word to the English-speaking people.
Amen.
It's the rod of authority.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Tell you right now, and praise God. I said the other night, praise the Lord, it's the scalpel in the hands of the great physician.
Amen.
Amen. It's a scalpel that the great physician takes. The Bible says that the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
That's a scalpel. Amen. And the great physician, the Lord Jesus, Jesus is not one of these specialists. He's a general practitioner. He does it all.
Amen.
Back when I was a boy, they had old country doctors. They did it all.
Yeah.
If you want your tonsils cut out, if you want your gizzard come out, they put your gizzard out. Put your shake man right there.
Hey.
They do anything you need it done. If you want a ball took care of, they take care of that thing.
Yeah.
Stop by their house, they do it all in their office, wouldn't they, Rufus? You call it your house, they do it in your house.
Yeah.
They deliver babies, they took care of your ears, your nose, anything. Now you've got 24/11 specialists
that you got to go to take care of one thing that the old country doctors take care of themselves. That's the same way in Christianity.
Yeah.
Religion, and you got to go with this one, that one, that one, do this and that, and that, and that, and that, and that, before you really become Christian.
Yeah. All you need is Jesus.
Amen.
The great physician.
Yep, take care of it all.
Amen. Do the whole 9 yards right there in one night. Amen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now he can. I'm getting off track here. He can do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And boy, I tell you right now, I said that he's that great physician. I'll bring it out since it started. He takes the Word of God and he does that spiritual circumcision. He takes the Word of God and he severs your old filthy, sin-ridden body from your spirit.
That's
right. Then there's a free spirit then. You're no longer connected to this old fleshly body. Amen. Before that, you couldn't do the things that you wanted to do, but now you can because you're severed. He takes the Word of God and you separates your spirit, takes that flesh from you. That's what circumcision is.
Right.
Physical circumcision for a little baby boy, they take that foreskin off its little private. Amen. That's what happens. At spiritual circumcision, they take this old flesh that we don't need. Amen.
Right.
That's right. And they sever, God severs the great, because it takes the Word of God and severs it one from the other.
Right.
Separates the two. The thing about this, we've got to carry this thing around until we die.
Yeah, right.
But we don't no longer have to yield to it.
Right.
Amen. Amen. You don't have to yield to it.
Right.
Praise God. The just shall live by his faith.
Hey.
Not by the flesh, but by the faith.
Hey.
And faith cometh by hearing.
Yes.
And hearing, Paul said, by the Word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Is that plain enough?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, I just want to bring in a very important message. I guess God made it part of it.
Amen.
Somebody must need that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I say he took a few to defeat an animal that brought the victory. Just a few. That's all God needs. He don't need anybody, really. He uses man. He doesn't need man. God's still God without man.
Right.
Amen.
He was God. He was just God one time when he didn't know man.
Right.
You say, how long was that? Eternity. But there was a God. One time, just God. There were no stars, wasn't no space, wasn't nothing. All there was eternity.
Right.
Had to be like that, it was because God is eternity.
Yes, right. Amen.
And so there wasn't anything.
That's right.
So I said, preacher, what is eternity, God?
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
See, you know what? Spiritually speaking, we're already in eternity.
That's right.
Because we're in God, and God is in us.
Amen.
And God is in heaven. Praise God.
Amen.
And at the time the devil got through all that, he'd have to get saved.
Yeah. Say
amen
right
here.
Yeah.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Well, that'll bless your heart.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I give you a lesson in theology there. And you'd have to go down here to the Southern Cemetery and pay for it.
Amen.
In Romans 8, verse 31, the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
Amen. That day out on the rock, Moses on the rock, her and Aaron holding his hand up, the rod of God, pointing toward heaven, the object of authority, God was for them. Man, Amalek didn't have a chance.
Amen.
Amalek, boy, I wish you'd had that rod the other day with Kentucky, it's lame long, didn't it? They need some kind of rod.
Amen.
I'm going to get into that. Thank God we got a rod that won't fail.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. So we see here God took a few, just a few, and defeated Amalek. Secondly, I find in Daniel chapter 3, verse 25, he took a few, and he opened the eyes of the heart of the king. Old Nebuchadnezzar, boy, he was struck on himself. He had several lessons that he had to go through before he really got right with God. But you know what? The historian Josephus said that never was a kingdom like the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar after he got right with God, and never was a kingdom like his kingdom. It was glorious and wonderful. The kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, King Nebuchadnezzar. But there in Daniel 3, verse 25, that bunch of busybodies had told lies on Daniel, and this and that, and even they wanted to, they couldn't nail him down because he was so full of God. He had that excellent spirit, you see, the Bible said. And so they went to the king and told the king, said that you need to set up some form of worship out here. We need to have something to worship. and have all the people worship it. So he set up a golden image.
Yeah.
And the devil thought was type of the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. And the spirit of the Antichrist is already here.
Yeah.
And the man might be here. Very good chance he's a full grown man.
Right.
Amen. That black horse of Revelation, I believe, is already here. Say amen right there.
Amen.
Amen. He's in the White House.
Yeah.
Amen. Chew on that for a while. Take it home with you and think about it.
Amen.
The black horse of Revelation, the tribulation period. I'm telling you right now, God said, what if I had already killed before I come? I'm telling you right now, he's killing, Brother Rufus, he's killing the fires of the tribulation right now.
Amen.
We're in the days of Lot, we're in the days of Noah.
Right. Amen.
The low down sodomites are running rampant.
Yeah.
Am I right, say amen?
Yes.
Seas are raging.
Yeah, right.
All of the tribulation signs.
Yeah.
And God's killing the fire.
Right. Amen.
Get ready.
Amen.
I could very well be the black horse.
Yes, sir.
Lord, I'm going in those way this morning. I guess still have a thought here.
That's
amen. But old Nebuchadnezzar had that image built, and they said, now make a decree, old king, and he made a decree that anybody didn't fall down and worship it. At the sound of the sackbut and the flute and the psaltery and all that noise, he said, let them be cast into the burning fire furnace. So there's three others named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three Jews. And they said, we will not bow down to that thing.
Yeah.
But you know right now we're not going to do that. So they took them and bound them hand and foot. And two men took them up to the fiery furnace and cast them in. And the heat was so tremendous, it killed those men that threw them in.
Yeah.
Burned them up right there at the gate of the fiery furnace. The old Nebuchadnezzar got no vision. Walked over there and looked down. He says, did you throw two in there or three in there? Did he get old Jew in there?
Amen.
Yeah. He said, yeah. He said, how big? I see four down there.
Oh, yeah.
And the fourth looks like the Son of God.
Amen.
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 Praise God. You see, the Lord took those three, just a few,
right. And
left them by their faith to be cast into that fiery furnace. And the Bible said that when the king brought them out, said the smell of smoke wasn't even on them.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
I burned wood. I burned wood. I used to go to church and we'd pick up our neighbor. And she said, one day she said, I just love it when I ride church. You said, I love to smell wood smoke. And just as soon as I get in here, I smell wood smoke. And I'm telling you, wood smoke settled on you right now. It's like a dairy barn. That old cow smell. Boy, I come home from visitation. We had a dairy and come to our church 25 years ago. I come home from visitation and said, you've been a dairy barn, ain't you? All right, brother, that cow smell will settle on you right now. It's like cigarette smoke. It'll do the same thing and settle on you. Brother, that smoke gets settled on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
They've been carrying that fire furnace for the Son of God.
I love your air conditioning, the thing's going to come back.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
I do. He made her comfortable for them. Jesus was down there. Wait on
him.
I said a long time ago, God's army is the only army you can't go over the hill in.
Amen.
When you go over the hill, God will be over the hill waiting on you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Take it away, God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yep.
What a blessing that was. The king had his eyes opened. Amen. Because God took a few. Just a few. Well, then, in Hebrews 11, verse 27, it says about Moses, by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible.
Right.
Seeing him. And God's a spirit, Jesus said.
Yeah.
He's a spirit, God does.
Amen.
Amen. He's invisible. But he can manifest himself anytime he wants to.
Yeah.
Amen. He took upon the flesh of man.
Right.
Jesus is God in the flesh.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. God was manifest in the flesh, sing of angels received up in the glory.
Amen.
Amen. That's Jesus.
Right.
Praise God. God, the Father, Son, Lord. I'm getting that later. I'm getting ahead of myself. Amen. But they, listen, Moses endured because he saw him in this invisible. Now, what's that say? That he saw God walking around. Well, he saw the glory of God.
Right.
You know what God told Elijah? He said, no man see my face and live. That's what he said.
Amen.
I heard preachers say, oh Lord, send the Shekinah down. Boy, you don't want God to send the Shekinah down. It'll burn you to the grave.
Amen.
I believe that's when he sat down on Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah.
But he said he'll stand on the mountain. I'm telling you right now, when Jesus stands on that mountain, his glory will slay all those armies. The glory, the brightness and power. His glory was brighter, not as bright, but brighter than the noonday sun.
Amen.
Look at that. He saw him. How do you see him? He saw him by faith up there. He saw him.
Yes,
saw God and everything he was about to do. Even though he went up on the mountain and set the presence of God, and he's in such God allowed him to partake of his glory while he was up there. See, God's got to do that. He'll burn you up. That's why he told all the other people, he said, you come stay away from here. He said, you'll die. Don't let the animals run this mountain while I'm on it. Am I right?
Amen.
Yeah, old Moses went up that thing. God enabled him to do that.
Yeah.
If God hadn't enabled him to do that, he would have got up and he wouldn't have took a stick on that mountain. He'd die.
Right. Amen.
Telling you right now, you'd rather get all the 440, buddy, and go in the presence of God and not have the liberty to do that.
Right, man.
Right. Even if first stayed 40 days and 40 nights, never eat or drink water. For 40 days and 40 nights, you got the Word of God, a prison in tablets of stone.
Yeah.
And he come back over that mountain, praise God. And the Bible said that he glistened.
Yes.
He shined like the sun. And the children of Israel were scared to death of him. And they ran and hid. And they had to put a veil over his head. I'm going to tell you something today. A man of God that's got God on him today. That's got the face of God on him today. They want to dread him. They want to cover him up. They want to soak him down the water. They don't want to see him.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Amen. You're right. Amen. I ain't want something like that Holstein out there.
Yeah.
I know how you call it. I call him Holstein. Out there in Texas.
Yeah.
That's what they want. They want something like that.
Amen.
You're so good. You know, God loves you. God does love you. You're so good. You can't do no wrong. He said, I don't want to preach hard on my people. I just don't want to do that. I don't want to aggravate them. You got to preach this book.
Right.
It's hard, it's hard. It's just soft, it's soft.
Right.
The Bible said it'll let you yea, the yea, and your nay, nay.
That's right.
Lift up your voice like a trumpet and let my people know about their sins.
Right, right. Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
That's the book. You see, they've got away from the Bible.
Yeah.
They're preaching doctrines of men. They're preaching what they want. Well, they're preaching what the people want to hear, not what thus saith the Lord.
Right. Right.
That's what's wrong today in these so-called churches. They're not preaching the book.
Right.
Amen. Right.
Amen. That's the truth.
Amen.
God help us. Amen. Well, I said Moses endured. Seeing him was invisible. Now let me get you another here. The Lord also took a few and revealed his glory on the mountain. He revealed his glory on the mountain. Now, when God's glory is revealed, it's God's got to do it. I can't do it. You can't do it. Can't do it. God's got to do that. Remember when he took Peter, James, and John, he said, boys, come go with me. They were part of the inner sanctum. Peter, James, and John. They were. They were the ingrate of God. They were. Peter, James, and John. That's before Paul come along. And the Bible said he took them upon the mountain. And there they got kind of sleepy. And kind of sleepy, you know, when you're sleeping. And kind of resting, you know, laying there. And the Lord, the Bible said, met there with Moses and Elijah. And he was transfigured. He was glorified. He put on his glorified body that he had had with the Father and the eternity beyond. And old Peter looked up burnt flames. Glory of God. Can you fathom what he saw? The Lord revealed his glory to Peter, James, and John. And they heard a voice of God calling down from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son. Hear ye him. He's still crying that out. Hear him. Hear him. Hear the Word. He's the Word in the beginning. John said it was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Amen.
Well, I'm saying we're going to preach God. We've got to preach his book.
That's right.
It's God.
Amen.
You can literally we say this, I don't think it distorts the word of God at all. You can hold God in your hands. This is God.
Amen.
You get out of this, you don't have anything. You don't.
Amen.
Not a thing. Not a thing. Amen. And he revealed his glory to them there on the mountaintop. Luke chapter 9, verses 28 and 29. In John chapter 1, verse 14, John makes a reference back to that day. There in John 1, 14, he said, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we," who's he talking about? That few? Himself and Peter and James. "And we," he said, "beheld his glory." How about that?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But you say, "Preacher, what do you mean by just you and a few will do?" I'm glad you asked that question. I'm going to try to answer that quickly. Amen. It's getting late. Amen. But it don't matter if you're late. They're cooking. They usually tell me during tech meeting time, "Don't try not to come up here before 1. I've got 45, 47 minutes to preach." Praise God. Amen. Again, let me say, you say, "Preacher, what do you mean by just you and a few will do?" Well, number one, you know, there's just a few in the Godhead. A small number. There's three. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Amen? Amen. And you. Just a few and you.
Right.
That'll do, won't it?
Yes, sir.
I told you I was leading up something here.
Amen.
Now, God showed me that.
Yeah.
Amen.
The fourth of the message that I started out with was just showing what God would do with just a few.
Mm-hmm.
And for a few. But then it boiled down to the important few. And that's Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Who are in the person of Christ.
Right.
For Paul said, "In him, all he is have all, in him abode the Godhead."
That's
right. Fully. In him. Both the Godhead fully. The Godhead is the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That's the Godhead.
Amen.
And so in Christ, all three in one are in Christ.
Right. Amen.
If you have Christ or you're not saved.
Right.
The Bible says, "If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his."
Right.
Amen.
Right.
What it says?
Yeah.
So you've got to have you have to have the Holy Three.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. You have to have the Holy Three, or you haven't been set free.
Right.
Amen.
You're still in bondage to the devil.
Right.
You're still in the prison house of Satan.
Yeah.
Amen.
If you don't have the Holy Three in you. Amen.
Right.
That's right. Absolutely. You see, salvation is by three in you and me.
Yeah.
Actually, what happens is there's a you have a triple heart bypass by the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost bypass your old wicked, filthy, sinful heart.
Amen.
And transplant a brand new spiritual heart. Am I right? Say amen. You have a triple heart bypass when you get saved.
Right.
Amen. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Boy, I like that. Amen. Salvation is by three. You can't have it any other way. You can't be saved any other way.
Amen.
You can't be saved in that baptistry there. You won't wash your sins away in a baptistry.
No.
The only thing that washes your sins away is the blood of Jesus. Baptizing won't save you. Baptizing is just a picture of what's already taken place. Symbolic.
Yeah.
What's already taken place in you. Amen. You've died with Jesus at Calvary. You've been buried with him in his burial, in the likeness of his burial, and you're raised in the likeness of his resurrection.
Amen.
Just like some churches teach that taking the Lord's Supper or communion will save you. Will not. All that is a picture of what's happened at Calvary.
Yeah.
It's a picture when you drank that juice. I don't believe drinking sweet Lucy or Moby David.
Yeah.
We drank pure grape juice. That's all we drank. Amen. I'm like old B.R. Leggett. When God saved me, he took the hog out of me and had on me the slopping sense.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
When you take a drink of that juice, that's a type of the blood of Jesus. He said, "He that drinketh my blood." And when you take a bite of that wafer, that's a type of his body. He said, "He that drinketh my blood
and eateth my flesh. Unless you do that, you'll have no part in me.
Now, some denominations take that, say that you're saved, is symbolic of his broken body and his shed blood. That's all it is.
Right.
Our baptism is symbolic of his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
Right.
That's it in a nutshell, I'm telling you right now. Amen.
Amen.
So salvation is by free in you and me. Let me give you another. Secondly, you and the Holy Free, you and the Holy Free, I say it now, you and the Holy Free can set the sinner free.
Yeah.
You can.
Right.
You've got God, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, and the person of Christ in you, and you can go out with the gospel, and you can set men and women and young people free from the devil. You can do it. God will work through you. He has to do it all anyway.
Amen.
Jesus said, no man can come to him except the Father will send him draw things.
Yeah. Right.
So you've got to be drawn, wooed, courted with, courted. That's what wooing means. God will woo you. Amen. And try to win you. He won't do it against your will.
Amen.
He will not. He will you. Lord, I tell you right now, we'll you to die. I tried to woo a lot of young women back when I was young. I just went once. I dealt with her for 42 years.
Amen.
And God moves everybody. He does.
But some of them, he just don't want them because they don't want to be one. You see, if a young woman, a man comes up, and it's the same vice versa. If a young woman sees a young man and she woos him, oh, they might have wooed. They don't have a woo. That's mild, they do.
Right.
It's in them, buddy. God puts them in the female. And just like he does in a pheasant. Amen. That's right. And he does in a rooster, a hen, and all creation. God puts that in their throne.
Yeah.
That's right. That's Bible. Praise God. But I dare say, some of you young girls, when you were young, you seen some boys, you go. And you think, oh, he's so handsome. But, you know, he wasn't attracted to you. That's what the Lord does. He might be wooing you right now.
Yeah.
It depends on you whether you're one or not.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right. Whether you want to be his bride or not, it depends on you.
Amen.
That's right. Absolutely. You turn to him today and you say, dear Lord, I want to be part of your bride.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. I want to be part of your body. I want you to be my head. I want you to lead me and direct me. I want to turn from my present way of life. I want to turn from my old thinking. I want to turn to you, God. I want you to forgive me my sins.
Yes. Amen.
And I want to put my faith in Jesus. Jesus, save me.
Yes.
Boy, that's the only way you can get saved.
That's right.
There has to be wooing. There has to be godly sorrow. And that works repentance to salvation. The Bible said not to be repented of.
Right.
Not to be turned from.
Yeah. Amen.
Not to be turned from.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
And you and the Holy Three can set the sinner free. You can now. You got enough right there. You'll be working with the Lord, and the Lord working through you.
Yeah.
You're to work towards setting some of your relatives free from the bondage of sin, from the cuts of the devil.
Amen.
Get them in church. Amen.
Amen.
Get them right with God. The very day I got saved, I took all witness, and I did. The very day I got saved, I'm not bragging on them, I'm bragging on the Lord working through me, but the very day I got saved, I got a terrific burden for my neighbors. I'm about my neighbors. Your cousin, older husband, your second cousin, be your daddy's first, and your second. Went right up there to he and Coosie, his wife, and started witnessing to him. Walter said, well, I'm getting church on the lights. Good night. I said, son, you've got something I ain't got. I said, what kind of church? He said, well, I grew up and said, over here at Immaculate Conception. I call it Immaculate Misconception, what I call it.
He said,
I grew up over there. I was an altar boy. He said, I don't know what you get. I said, well, you need it, son. That father moved me and his wife to him. See, right now, it's when they hear about the fire, they're going to watch the burn. Say, man, they came around, boy, I sit there in my living room, that's my wife. Boy, I could serve this, boy. I just didn't say the winner, too.
Amen.
I
down bowl in church Sunday morning.
Hey.
I said, I'll pick you up. Lord, I had an old pickup, an old 68 Chevy, and I got down there driving, it's ice on the floor, that was everything. Slipping and sliding out. Pulling that horse foot. I come out of the grass and everything. I come back out of that road with him. I come to the church.
They got this battle left staying that morning, Brother McGowan, Brother Terry's daddy.
I said, y'all come back and see. Well, I don't know what we're saying. I don't know about all this stuff that he's preaching. I said, the Bible's not. Well, I don't know. Well, I could tell God was working on him. Right now, they said they wouldn't come back. And today tonight, our two children just saw it. And then we went on the house of God. We haven't been sitting there 15 minutes until they come in.
Amen.
Holy Ghost got to go nap the next. Come on, I know where we need to go. Come to me.
Yeah.
I just knew God spoke to me and said they're going to get saved. But that very night they hit the altar and got saved.
I'm telling you that God the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost in you will get the job done if you'll let Him.
Amen.
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 Those people don't yield to the Lord and let God lead them and guide them and direct them and speak through them.
That's right.
What he wants to. He wants to use us. That's why we're left here. That's why he left us here. He said a man bought some property and he said he went away on a far journey, Jesus said in a parable. He said, and he told those disciples, he said, you occupy till I come.
Right.
You know what that word occupy, that's a military term. Hold what you got.
Yeah.
Occupy. Amen. That's what we're left here for. Jesus said we're the salt of the earth.
That's right. Amen.
That's right. We're the salt of the earth. Salt for preserving it. When they take us out of here and the Holy Ghost takes us out of here, Brother Rufus, all hell is going to break loose on this earth. My dear friend, if you're sitting here today and you've never truly been born again, you'll be here and you'll go through pure hell on this earth and then you'll go to hell forever.
Right. Amen.
Help.
Amen.
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 It's going to happen, but just you and a few will do it. Amen? That's the holy three I'm talking about. Salvation is by three, and you and me. And you and the holy three can set the sinner free. Let me give you another one. And you and the holy three put the devil up a tree. You can't. He's typified as a roaring lion. He can be walking about seeing the man fire. Safety. And a lion cat is a big cat, this cat. It's a very big cat. The only way I'd ever know him is with dynamite. Sticks of dynamite. Or grenades. I take you a whole whistle basket full of grenades. Land you close to the door. I'm a hunter, I wouldn't hunt another rock. I'm telling you right now. And then you lie on the bed with a rock. I want to hunt what I get. I want to hunt what God gets.
Yes.
You're no match for him.
Right.
You are no match for him.
Right.
We've looked all around to God. The men are still not born to God. The Bible says we can resist the devil. He'll flee and run from us. He'll flee from us.
Right.
Amen. That's the truth. And you put him up a tree. Well, I tell you what. I said this many times. When we were boys growing up, we had handles most of the time. We had these little old poodles that everybody perfumes and trims and takes them and has their nails clipped. I never heard such ignorance in my life. Make all them things. Sleep with them, eat with them. They think they're buying. I saw a thing one night where they got a big pet cemetery out in Hollywood, California. And they got collars for them stupid dogs and they pay more for them than what they pay for mine. I tell you what, if my wife would pay for a coffin for my old remains that I'm gone with them, what they pay for a standing dog, I'd hang her to death.
Amen.
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 It's the truth. I'm telling you. Buddy, I wouldn't have had a dog if it wouldn't treat a cat.
Amen.
If it wouldn't put a cat up a tree, I wouldn't have had it. It didn't deserve a biscuit that he got.
Amen.
It didn't deserve the bone that we had to chew on. It had the tree of cat. I wouldn't have had a dog that laid around with a cat on its back. I see people with dogs. I see no dogs. There's no cat laying around on top of the thing. I said, that's an ugly sight. I don't even like looking at something like that. I don't want a dog to be a dog.
Amen.
Right. I guarantee you one thing, buddy. If you're going up to the Lord today, you can treat the devil. You put it up a tree.
I'm telling you, can't. He's a cat. He'll go up a tree. Amen. He'll go up a tree if you got the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
I'll guarantee you, you can put him up. And that's what we need to do today. I got one more and I'll shut up. Only through the Holy Spirit can you and I ever hope to see the things that God wants us to see.
Amen.
You'll never see. Listen to you say, you'll never see the truth that I'm revealing to you today. That's why a lot of people go to church, they go home, they don't know beans from apple butter, what they heard. I first got on and I said, well, I just don't know what you're talking about. I said, maybe you need the one, you need the teacher in you.
Amen.
You need the Holy Spirit in you.
Right.
Revealed to you.
Amen.
But you see, well, like I say, my eyes is over there. Immediately I begin to see what church was. I did. Why am I just, I used to think, why in the world am I here? See, I know there's another reason why I'm here on this earth besides drinking and cussing and gambling and one day I'll die and that'll be it. Is that the only reason that I'm here on this earth?
Boy, the moment I got saved, I knew where I was headed for, why my existence came into being.
Amen.
Amen. I began to live almost 36 years ago. I got saved at 29 years old. Well, that's such a wonderful life. If I die right now, I have no regrets of serving Jesus.
Amen.
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 He's been good to me.
Amen.
Wonderful to me. Amen. Give me a good life. Give me a good wife, children, grandchildren, good home, good house to live in, good vehicle to drive, good food to eat, clothes to wear. Lord, I'm living in Goshen.
Amen.
I don't even like Israel was in Egypt. All those plagues in Egypt. Nothing touched Israel. They were in Goshen. That name Goshen means land of plenty.
Amen.
Nothing touched them. No judgment at all hit Thanos. They were losing their firstborn over in Egypt. They were screaming and crying. Amen. Mourning over in Egypt. The water had turned to blood over in Egypt. Frogs were everywhere. Fleas and lice and flies and swarming them. They were going out of their mind. And over in Goshen, they were just firing well. I'm a Goshenite.
Amen.
Amen. Name for church, Goshenite Baptist Church.
Praise.
Yeah, let's be Goshenites.
Amen.
How many of y'all, want to be a Goshenite?
Amen.
Praise your name. If you want to be a Goshenite.
Amen.
All right, you need to look at life the way God wants you to. We're living in the land of plenty. We might not get just what we want, but you can count on it. I'll double guarantee you can count that God will meet your needs.
Amen.
I worked at Ford Motor Company when I started this work. Worked there 17 years in my ministry here. I got laid off in 1980. 15 months I was laid off. In 2 or 3 months, our all work, unemployment, self-pay funds, everything were depleted. We didn't have nothing coming in. I was working, digging ditches over here on these Arabian horse farms, working for construction. I've been grinding block walls with a grinder for less than half of what I was used to making. Less than half of what I was used to making. My wife cleaned every house in 3 counties around here. Her and Gary's wife. Gary worked at a filling station pumping gas down here in Crestwood. We weren't getting what we were used to, but we've been living high off the hog folds.
Yeah. Amen.
God didn't say He'd give me exactly what I was making it for.
Right.
God did say He'd meet my every need.
Yeah.
We never lost our house, our automobile. We had everything. We fed our family, we clothed them, they went to school for 15 months. I dug ditches and ground the block walls and started this church and after this church. God ain't going in that time period, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Tell me, buddy.
Oh, I proved the Lord.
He said, prove me now, you will.
Yes, sir.
I will open the door of heaven for you out of blessing and not be willing to receive it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, man, it doesn't mean nothing about me, but I'm sorry. God, it's not this one. I don't know. He's the famous. He can say that there's going to come right then.
Right.
I'm not going to wait on something. I've waited 2 years for the time.
Some of y'all remember how I used to get up here and rant and rave like a fool. I got part of my children ran a bunch of stinking dogs here. Y'all heard now.
Get me some grandchildren! I'm sick of granddogs!
Y'all remember that?
I said, I want some grandchildren. I want some grandson and granddaughters.
Well, they didn't.
Bless them, thank you. I got 12 of them now.
Amen. Someone said one morning on the way to work, he said, Daddy, he said, you think we'll ever have any children? He said, I want some children so bad, it's been like 10 years. I said, honey, you'll see the day that these women will be full of little boys. Now, if that wasn't a bit of prophesying, I don't know what was. That was the Spirit of God speaking through me, buddy. It was no time he got four little boys. Those woods were full of boys. Where is that now? They're full of boys. I can hear them. The more I live, I'm going to read a holler and run like a bunch of bandits. Amen? And I'm telling you what I'm saying is, folks, you don't get it just when you think you ought to get it. That don't mean God's forgotten you. That don't mean God's not, the blessing's on His way.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Oh, and take this way. Let me give you this scripture and I'll shut up. Oh, Samuel was a prophet. And old Saul was in power. And God said, now Saul, what you doing on? I want you to finish up something. Moses started a long time ago. It's not been finished yet. I want you to go down in Amalek. We just, that's our text. It's 100 years later. I don't forget. Right. He said, go down in Amalek and you kill everything there.
Right.
Just a buddy. He's waiting on Samuel. Samuel didn't get there when he thought he ought to get there. He didn't put a time into one of God. And so you know what he did? He did sacrifice himself. Solemnly. But he wasn't no more than where he got that sacrifice made, which wasn't his business to do.
Right.
It's the prophet of God.
Right.
Here come old Samuel. The old Christian from over here. What have you done, Saul? Well, I didn't know he was coming. I was forced to sacrifice. Forced. You better watch how you're forced to study. You have your ability to force it. You must study in that book. Now, somebody asked me about such and such a thing. How's it supposed to be done? And this or that. I said, well, the book says this way. I'm with the book. Well, I know, but it needs to be. It don't matter what you think. It's what thus says the Lord that says. And that people said, well, they won't do it. I think, oh, what's the matter with you, man? It's what that says, the Lord that counts. Amen.
God, help us to see that today.
Amen. God, help us to see that today. I said, just you and few will do it. Now, few. It's the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Father, thank you for the message. Exactly what's going on.